So one day I was at my therapist's office and I told him, I said, please help me get my life back. And he said, you need to smoke a joint. So I took a hit off of it. I was smiling and happy and I was like, this is really great.
But critics might say, yes, you are high.
I was definitely medicated, but I will tell you that I felt better having two puffs of cannabis at that time than I had ever had any kind of results with pharmaceuticals.
Cheryl's daughter Amy agrees.
I felt like my mom was checked out on prescription pills. It was like living with a zombie, but when she would smoke, she was smiling. She was connecting with us. It felt like we had our mom back.
Medical marijuana is now legal in 18 states, but parenting and pot? Still taboo.
You know, though, there are people out there thinking, mothers who smoke pot are bad moms.
I'm going to tell it from the point of view of my 10-year-old child. When I'm in pain, I'm in bed for days. I don't talk. I'm miserable. My son will come up to me and say, Mom, it's time to medicate. He means, go get some cannabis. Come back to us. That's what I tell you. If your 10-year-old child is okay with it, I think adults should be okay with it.
It's a controversial story, but you know, there was a headline recently that more women in America are dying of prescription drug overdose than anything else, and than anyone else. So these moms maintain that marijuana used responsibly is a safer alternative.
Although we should point out, bought with a prescription in California.
Well, and many of them aren't, so at any rate.